Johnson's Life of London by Boris Johnson. Read by Boris Johnson and Jot Davis.
London Bridge. And still they come, surging towards me across the bridge. On they march in sun, wind, rain, snow, and sleet. Almost every morning I cycle past them in rank after heaving rank as they emerge from London Bridge Station and tramp, 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 up and along the broad 239-metre pavement that leads over the river and towards their places of work. It feels as if I'm reviewing an honourable regiment of yomping commuters, and as I pass them down the bus-rutted tarmac, there's the occasional eyes-left moment, and I'll be greeted with a smile, or perhaps a cheery four-letter cry. Sometimes they're on the phone, or talking to their neighbours, or checking their texts. A few of them may glance at the scene, which is certainly worth a glance. On their left, the glistening turrets of the city. On their right, the white Norman keep, the guns of HMS Belfast, and the mad castellations of Tower Bridge. And beneath them, the powerful swirling eddies of the river that seems to be green or brown, depending on the time of day. Mainly, however, they have their mouths set and their eyes with that blank and inward look of people who have done the bus or the tube or the overground train and are steeling themselves for the day ahead. This was the sight, you remember, that filled T.S. Eliot with horror. A crowd flowed over London Bridge. So many, reported the sensitive banker-turned-poet. I had not thought death had undone so many, he moaned. And yet 90 years after Eliot freaked out, the tide of humanity is fuller than ever. When I pass that pavement at off-peak times, I can see that it is pale or worn from the pounding, and that not even the chewing gum can survive the wildebeest tread. The crowd has changed since...